Okay, we're on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, the two dots. Bishlomer Rabbi Yochanan Lomer Kreish Lakish, the Kamokim Loker Rathonim. Rabbi Yochanan set up the Mishnah that you're chayiv a knas by a nara in a case where you didn't get hasra, and therefore there's no malchus, there's tashlumin. But if there was hasra, then the Mishnah says in malchus you get malchus, but you never get malchus and tashlumin together. So that's why he didn't say like Rishlakish. The Kamokim like Rabbanan, because then it comes out like the Rabbanan, who hold that you don't get malchus and tashlumim together. Elo Rishlakish, my time alone with Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't Rishlakish say like Rabbi Yochanan? Because Rishlakish has to set it up talking that it's going according to Rabbi Meir. Wouldn't it be better to say that our Mishnah goes according to the Chachamim? Amar lecha, kiven di ilu isru bei potter, kilo isru bei nomi potter, because Reish Lakish said, because I hold that even if there's no hasra and there's no actual chiyuv malchus, but it's something that if there would have been hasra, you would have gotten malchus, then the chachamim still hold that you don't pay and you don't get malchus together. The ozlu tamayu, and they go according to their reasoning in a different machlokus. The chiyosar of dimi, omar, chayvim misa shogigim. The chayvim malchus shogigim, the dover acher. Somebody does something that's chayiv misa, the shogig. So he's not going to get misa, but it's something that is a chiyuv misa, had he done it, amazing. Or chayiv malkiel, same thing, the shogig. He's not going to get malchus, but had he done it, amazing, he would have gotten malchus. And the dover acher, and some other chiyuv. In other words, a chiyuv mammon who comes at the same time. Rabbi Yochanan omer chayiv, Rabbi Yochanan says chayiv, Reish Lakish omer potter. Rabbi Yochanan omer chayiv, the holo istrube. Since there's no actual malchus, so Memela doesn't potter you from Tashlumin. And Reish Lakish Omer Potter, even the Ilu Asribe Potter, Kilo Asribe Nomi Potter. It's not the Malchus that potters you, it's the kind of lav. Kind of lav that if you would do it Bemezid, you would get Malchus, that potters you from Tashlumin. Rashi. Bishlom Rav Yochanan, the Moki Masnisim Bishlo Hisrubo. Lo Amar Kareish Lakish, the Oakmaker of Meir. You didn't want to say like Reish Lakish, because according to Reish Lakish, you have to set up the Mishnah talking according to a Yochid, Reb Meir. Better to say the Mishnah goes according to the Chachamim. Kilo Asru Bei Nomi Potter. But Reish Lakish doesn't hold like Reb Yochanan, and he has to set up the Mishnah like Reb Meir, because he holds that according to the Chachamim, even if there's no Hasra, and you're not going to get Malchus, you still don't pay. Hoel, the Ikat Sad Malchus. Since it's possible to get Malchus, had you done it, the Mazid, the kind of lav is potter from tashlumin. Shogim shlo hisru bohed. The dover acher mama vakula milsekoi. The dover acher is going back on chayvi miso shogigim, chayvi malkiyo shogim, kolomer chayvi miso shogim umama, or chayvi malkiyo shogim umama. Rabbi Yochanan omer chayv mishtash tashlumin. Rabbi Yochanan knows in that case you're not going to actually get the miso or actually get the malkus. You're potter from tashlumin. There you're chayv at tashlumin. The halo hisru bohed. And therefore, in actuality, you're only going to get one punishment, mammon. So it's not shtei rishoyos. Kilo asrubi nomi potter v'kamen yolif etama. Later on, the Gemara will learn how does Reish Lakish know that where there's no hasra, you're also potter. L'chor, you're only getting one punishment. Doesn't fit into the cloud of risho achas ato mechayv v'kadei risho. So you are only mechayv in one risha. So why the fact that if you would have gotten malchus, right, it would have been two things, therefore you don't get tashlumim. Why does Reish Lakish hold that even where there is no actual malchus, you still don't have tashlumim? That thing we're going to learn later on. Eishvei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, the lo ye'ason onish ye'onish. Right, Pasuk says that if the woman doesn't die, then you pay for the fetuses. So, but mashma, my lav awesome mamish, doesn't it mean that what's it called, that if she dies, right, then there is no payment, right, even though there was no hasra. Just the fact that she died, and there could have been hasra, and there could have been a chiyuv nisa, is enough to pater you from tashlumit. Right, Zemara says, lo, din awesome. Lo ye awesome doesn't mean she, it's time she didn't die. It means that the din didn't change to a chiyuv nisa because she died, meaning you gave hasra. That's when you don't pay for the fetuses. But if she died, but there was no hasra, so it's not going to be a chiyuv nisa, you do pay. No cash. He could diamri, some learn it the other way. Este Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked, this is a question to Rish Lakish. The lo ye asaron ish yonesh, Pasuk says that if there won't be asaron, then you pay money. Mashma, if there will be asaron, my lav din asaron. Asaron doesn't mean, not stam, the woman died. But if there would be a din asaron, in other words, if you're going to get the death penalty, then you don't pay. Mashma, that if there's no death penalty, but there could have been, had there been hasra, you still pay. Mursa's lo, asaron mamish. Doesn't mean din asaron, it means asaron mamish. The woman dies, under all circumstances, you don't pay. Rashi, my love, asan mamish, im lo meisa ha'isha, yi onisha noge pit mevados. If she doesn't die, that's when you pay. Ha im meisa, if she dies, even if you didn't get hasra, lo yi onisha feel lo hisruba. The kashler of Yochanan. Lo, din asan, hachi kamakra. In ein mishpat mavis, la noge, if there won't be the law of asan, meaning they won't get a death penalty, then you pay. Shalo, meisa ha'isha, o meisa velo hisruba, amish yi onish. But if she died, and there was no hasra, or she didn't die, then what's it called? You pay. Omar Rava, umi ikalam and the Omar chayvim misis shogim chayovim. It comes out saying now that the machlokus Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish applies both to chayvim malkus shogim and chayvim misis shogim. Right, and now Rava asks: is there any opinion that says that chayvim misis shogim are chayv? That if you didn't get the death penalty, but you could have, if you had hasra, that you'd be chayiv to pay money. Is that, who holds like that? Right. All we know from the way Rish Lakish learns the Mishnah is that he holds that even if you didn't get hasra from Malkus, you're going to be chayiv money. Where do we see that by Misa you're also chayiv? For Atanah Dvechizkiya, Make Adam u'Make Behema. Right. Dvechizkiya taught that the Torah is makish maka behema to make adam to maka behema. Maka adam over here means killing a person. Killing somebody to damaging an animal, or killing an animal. Maka behema. Ma maka behema lo chilakta bo ben shogi ben mesed. If you kill an animal, so you're going to be chayiv to pay, whether you did it b'shogig or b'mezid, ben b'miskavin le'eshein miskavin, whether you did it on purpose or not, Bein derech yirid la derech aliyah, it doesn't make a difference. You did it on the way down, the way up, which by shogeg does make a difference, by killing somebody by shogeg. Lepotri mamon, ela lechayva mamon, it makes no difference. You're always going to be chayiv if you kill somebody's animal. It doesn't make a difference if you either be shogeg, shalom be miskavein, derech yirid la derech aliyah, you're always going to be chayiv. There's no chiluk. Af maka adam, so the Torah is makish maka adam to maka behema. Lo tachlik bo ben shogig ben mezid ben miskavim l'shem miskavim ben derech yiril derech alil l'chayva mamon el l'potra mamon. So too, when you kill a human being, right, there's no chiluk between how you did it to always you're going to be potter from payment. Just like over there, you're always chayiv in payment when you kill an animal, no matter what the case. So by Makeh Adam, since there's a case where you would be potter, there's no chiluk in any case, you'd always be potter from paying. So therefore we see, according to Tonaj Vechizkia, that Chayve Misa Shogigim potters from Tashlumim. Rashi. Maka Adam Maka Behema Yishalnena, Maka Adam Lo Yishalim Ela Yumas. That's the passage. Maka Behema Yishalnena, Maka Adam Yumas. Hekish Tur Mamum de Maka Adam Lechiyuv Mamum de Maka Behema. It was makish, the tour of paying money, and yumas, right? Because you only get one punishment. So if you get killed, you don't pay money. It doesn't make a difference if you killed somebody, b'shogeg, b'onis, whatever, without hasra, you're always not going to pay. Ma maka behema, ein lecha bo chilek l'chiyuv. There's always going to be chayiv by maka behema. Af maka adam, ein lecha bo chilek l'ftur. Maka behema la olam chayiv. Then remember kama petzel tachas petzel. The chayiv ala shogi kameisid v'onis kerotzo. You damage somebody's animal. Right? It doesn't make a difference if we're shogi going. Adam is muad la olam. He's chayiv for anything that he does for money. Shein miskaven ein bochiyuv misa ba adam. derech aliyah sheiko b'hagbos yado o sheichot cho b'charbo milmato lemala. That's called, what's it called, derech aliyah. By shogeg, if you killed somebody for shogeg, it has to be derech yirida to be chayiv, not derech aliyah. But the mezid, it doesn't make a difference. Bein derech yirida, derech aliyah, mishum degabe golus, the horig b'shogeg, ika chilek bein derech yirida, derech aliyah. Kedamrim v'makas. Kosh from derech yiridos of gole, the siva yapil alov, at sheipo kederech nefila. That's a special halacha that you don't go to Ari Miklat unless you kill derech yirida. But when it comes to chiyuv nisa, what's it called? The chiyuv mamon by killing an animal doesn't make a difference. Ella, back in the Gemara. Ella ki yosa rodin omer chayvim misa shogim kuli amalo pligi depturin. Everybody agrees that if you have nisa and mamon, even if you're not going to get the chiyuv nisa because there was no hasra, you did it b'shogeg, you're potter. Because we learn makke adam, makke behema. Keep pligi b'chayvim malkus. The machlokus, the shlokus, and Rabbi Yochan is only by chayvim malkios. Whether, if you didn't get hasra for malkus, and you don't actually get the malkus, whether you're going to get what's it called, mammon or not. But chayvim misa, we learn makke adam to makke behema, that there, if you're potter, even if there's no hasra. Right? The chayvim malkus shogim the dover acher. Rabbi Yochan amr chayv. Chayvim misas iskish, chayvim malkus lo iskish. The only reason we know that Nisa patters you even if there's no Hasra, because there's a hekish to Makeh Behema. But Malkus is not Hukash to Makeh Behema. So therefore it's only if you'll actually get the punishment. But if you don't actually get the punishment, then you're what's it called? You're Chayiv. The Shlokish Omer Potter. The Feirish rips the Torah, Chayiv Malkios to Chayiv Misos. Right? The Torah compared Chayiv Malkios to Chayiv Misos according to Shlokish. And therefore, just like by Misa, everybody agrees that if you're not going to get the Chiyuv Misa, still you're potter from paying. So too, Rish Lakish says, the Torah compares Malkus to Misa in that respect, that you're not going to have to pay even if you're not going to get the Malkus, and it's only without Hasra. Heichen Ribsa Torah, where did the Torah compare Misa to Malkus? Right? Om Rabbaya Asya Rosha Rosha. Rashi. Asya El kule amlo pligi de potter mit a ton of vechiskia. Chayve misos iskish lamake behema. But chayve, what's it called, malkus, were not iskish according to Rabbi Yochanan. And Reish Lakish says, no, asher rosha rosha. Nemr bechayve misos asher hu rosha lamus. The nemr bechayve malkus vahoya in bin hakos a rosha. So we have a gzereshava, rosha rosha, that the same halacha that applies to misa. That even if you're not going to get the chiyuv misa, you did it b'shogeg without hasra, you're going to be potter from tashlumin. Same thing with malkus. Even if there is no hasra and you didn't do it, what's it called, in a way that you'll get the malkus, still you're potter from tashlumin. Rava Omar, that's how Abaya learns from Rosha Rosha. Rava Omar Asya Makeh Makeh. We learn Makeh Makeh with Rashi. Rava Omar Asya Makeh Makeh. The malkus nomi iskish l'makeh behema directly. Not that Malkus is iskish l'misa and Misa is iskish l'behema, but there's a direct hekish between Malkus and Makeh Behema. And just like Makeh Behema, there's no difference l'chiyuv. The tour by Malkus, there's no difference whether you did it b'mezid or you did it b'shogeg. The lav mikzeris shava the chayvei misa shalfina. We don't learn it indirectly through chayvei misas. We learn it directly from Makeh Behema. Right, where's the hakah? Where's the makeh makeh? Omer le rapapa le rava, hai makeh, which makeh? Where do we find there's a hekish between makeh behema and malkus? Ilema makeh behema yishalmeno. Makeh adam yumas habiktolaksi. That's not about malkus. If it's from the pasuk makeh behema yishalmeno. Makeh adam yumas, right, that makeh makeh. That maka is not talking about malkus; it's talking about misa. Ela hai maka, maka nefesh behema yishalmena. Right? If the person kills an animal, he pays nefesh tachas nefesh. And right after that, v'samech lei the ish ki yitein mumba miso kasher osa kenye osalo. So that's what's it called. We'll see that's what we're going to say is legabi malkus. Okay, Kashiyosa Kaini Osalo. Do to him what he did to this guy. Give him a makah too. Give him Malkus. Mar says the high lab makahu. It doesn't say the word makah. says Kasher Yite Mum Badam Kane Yaselo. Doesn't say Kane Yakelo. So where's the Gzera Shava? Make Make. Where it says Anan Hakoa Hakoa Kabinan. The concept of Hakoa. You don't need the actual word, right? You can make a hekesh between what's it called? The Gemara says by boha kohen, v'shava kohen, uboha kohen, zuhi shiva, zuhi bi. You don't need the exact same word. In order to make a hekesh, it could be the same idea. So it's the idea of hakor. Rashi. Ish ki yito mumba miso kasher osa ken yi osalo, v'hayye osalo malkus komar. The Gemara is going to learn, how do we know that? L'chora you pay. We're talking over here by damaging two people, damaging each other, one person damaging another human being. If you pay, you don't get malchus, right? But the Gemara over here now thinks that's malchus. Well, the common part of the high chovah b'chaveru b'tashlumi v'lo malchus. Versus the high malchus lab makiksiv el kiite mum umay asya makamaka the Gemara. Where's the makamaka that we're learning from? Hakoh hakoh karmina umum al yedei hakoh who nita. Right, the mum came through hakoh. So Enochanami doesn't say the word Maka, but the concept of Maka is implied. That's enough to be Makish, Maka Behema to Maka Adam in such a case where you get Malkus. And just like Maka Behema, there's no difference between Shogig and Mezid, you're Chayit. By Maka Adam, there's no difference between Shogig and Mezid, you're going to be Potter from Malkus. Now the Gemara tomorrow, we'll see, is going to ask the Chara, this case of Maka Adam is not a Chiyuv Malkus, it's a Chiyuv Mama. No malchus when you hit somebody, you have to pay five things. You don't get malchus, but that's what we'll discuss.